The Gemara Masechta Baba Basra, Daf Samach Amud Beis, discusses different halachas that we are obligated to follow Zeich L'Churban. One of the halachas the Gemara quotes is Tanur Rabbanan, Layosam Adam Beisa B'Sid. A person is not allowed to paint his house with Sid. And if he did, mix in sand or straw, mutter. Yehuda Omer, Ir b'chol hareze tachsid. Even if you mixed in sand, it's a good painting, and therefore it's asur. Tevin is mutter. The Gemara continues to discuss another important halacha regarding the halacha of a person requiring. The halacha is that one is required to leave in his house a zeich l'churban. A person is supposed to leave in his house a zeich l'churban, an amal zeich l'churban. Amar Rav Yois, Amar Kach Amar Chachamim. Sodom Adam Esa as base of a Sid. You could paint your home with Sid, or Mishaya by double wood, and leave there a small amount. Mishai by Dovah Mut, and leave there a small amount. The Kama, how much is the amount? Amar Rav Yosef, Amal Amma. The amount you're supposed to leave is Amal Amma. Amar Rav Chisda, and Rav Chisda continues in saying, where should that Amal Amma be? That Amal Amma should be Kinegra Pesach. This is a halacha that's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch as well, that you have to leave over in your home a zeicha l'churban. You have to leave over in your home a zeicha l'churban. In discussing this halacha, there are a number of points that the Rishonim and the halacha discuss in preparing us to understand this halacha. But before we discuss that, let's look at what the Shulchan Aruch teaches us regarding this halacha. So we look in Or HaChaim, Siman Tov Kuf Samach, says the Shulchan Aruch, Mishacharev HaBeis HaMikdash. The Shulchan Aruch begins by teaching us what is the halacha from when there was the Churban HaBayis, what is permitted and what is not permitted. And the Shulchan Aruch says, in the first sif, Kishkar Beis HaMikdash Tikkun Chachamim Shei Bo'is Ador, Chazal of that generation decreed, Sheim Bo'inam La'olam Binyan Mesuyit, we don't build a home that's painted properly, U'mekhuyit K'binyan HaMalachim, El Toch Beis HaBetit, you could put tit around your home, V'sod V'sid, however, U'meshai Mokam Al'am Al'amah, you have to leave a place that's Al'am Al'amah, K'neged HaPesach. And then the Shulchan Aruch, and that's actually how this halacha got into our sugya, teaches us, if you bought a house that's already painted properly, as the Ramah explains, Pirush Mitzuyeres, then the halacha is, hareza b'cheskosoy, you can leave it the way it is, Chazal did not require that if you already have the house that you bought it painted without the place that's an amal amo, that you need to prepare it that way. It's only when you're painting, as we'll discuss, once you're painting again, that's when you're going to have to leave and Alma. So if we look in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkaton Beis, the Vihine Bizmanenu, says the Mishnah Berurah, Loinagu Lushayu. People don't have the minhag to leave over. Maybe they rely on the Yesh Mekilim that he just quoted, that says, V'yesh Mekilim Ayidei Chol, that since our paint has sand mixed into it, it's not a quality paint. The Sri the Hech, the ear of Chol, where you mix paint in it, like Mikri, B'shem Sid, it's not considered Sid. Because the white paint is not such a strong good paint. It's not such a strong white. But says the Mishnah Berurah, Koza Doichik V'tzarech Iyin Aman Noihagin Heter. He said Mishnah Berurah is not satisfied. And the Mishnah Berurah continues, Ve'echesh Yitoch B'tit B'lvat. But says the Mishnah Berurah, if all you're doing is just plastering your house, then L'kulam and Tzarech L'shayer Klal, that's not called painting, and it's mutter. The Achronim give another reason. The Achronim say that since we live amongst the Akum, maybe they are going to be upset if that's the way our homes look, and that could be a reason to be makel. Again, most Paiskim say that we have no right to rely on that heter, because the Akum, who amongst we live, don't care how our homes look, and they, therefore, if we want to leave an Amma, they're not going to say anything about it. And therefore, certainly the halacha is, say to Paiskim, that the appropriate thing to do is to leave over an Amma Zechel Churban, which there are many different episodes. There's a story I saw that a great Rav once came to the home of the Divrei Chaim and saw that he didn't have an Amma in his home. And right away, he told him, it's not right what you're doing, and he corrected it. The Divrei Chaim himself got up on a ladder and corrected it immediately. Moreover, the Paiskim say that there is no difference whether you live in Eretz Yisrael or whether you live in Chutz Laretz. I saw the Shal Satshuvus Oz Nidru Chelik Zion Siman Ayin Gimel discusses the Shaila, and he says very clearly that he doesn't see any reason to differentiate between Chutz Laretz and Eretz Yisrael. He says the person who asks him the Shaila seems to think that maybe in Eretz Yisrael there's more of an issue to do Zeichel Churban than in Chutz Laretz. He says there's reason to do it in Chutz Laretz, the reason to do it in Galus, in Chutz Laretz, the reason to do it in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, maybe we feel the Galus more, we're there and we see that the Beis HaMikdash is not built. In Galus, but sometimes he says we need to be reminded that we're in Galus, and therefore there's no reason to differentiate between, he says, Chutz Laretz and Eretz Yisrael, and it should be done in both places. Moreover, he discusses to rely on what the Mishnah Berurah says, that the paint that's used nowadays is poor quality paint, is difficult to rely on that heter. The houses are beautiful. And therefore he says, Habemes Hayorid Var Hashem, anyone who has real Yerushmayim, Yesh Lo Yilas Zeichel Churban. It's only appropriate that he should make Zeichel Churban. And I saw there were those that thought that maybe in Yerushalayim there's no need to make a Zeich L'Churban, because in Yerushalayim we have a Zeich L'Churban all the time. Wherever we go, we see that unfortunately the Beis HaMikdash is not built. Again, the Paiskim say that that is not something that we should follow. The question that comes up when we speak about Zeich L'Churban, where is the place that it should be placed? Here we're learning it should be placed Keneged HaPesach. But the question is, what is the definition of Keneged HaPesach? So it's very interesting. There's another sugya that we learned earlier in our perek on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, where we were learning the sugyas of Nichsei Hager. We know we learned the sugyas that if a ger, Rachman Tzlan, passes away without leaving any Yorshim, the halacha is whoever is the first to make a kinyan in the assets of the ger becomes the owner of those assets. And the Gemara said, Hamaitzi Paltra B'Nichsei Hager. If somebody finds a beautiful mansion that was left over by a ger, Vesad Oysan B'Sid, and he paints that area, or he made a beautiful picture on the wall of that home, Kanan. It's considered as if he made the kinyan. Ask the Gemara Kama, how much of a painting do you have to do that it should be considered a Maisa Chazaka? Amar Rav Yosef says, Rav Yosef, it has to be an Amma. And Amar Rav Chizda, and Rav Chizda continues saying, that Amma has to be Keneged HaPesach. But there's a question amongst the Rishonim, what is the definition of Keneged HaPesach? So many Rishonim say Keneged HaPesach means that when you walk into the door, you will see what, in the case of the Gemara Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, you'll see the painting that was done on the Nichsei Hager. And they, since our Gemara here on Daf Samach Amud Beis uses a similar language, so too it would be, the halacha seems to be that you should make this Zeich L'Churban facing you when you come into the house. However, and the Prima Gadim here says that the Zeich L'Churban is Eitzel HaPesach, next to the door. And he says that when the Gemara on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis uses the word Keneged HaPesach, it doesn't mean facing the door, it means next to the door. He says, the Targum Yonason on the Pasuk says, V'teshev lo meneged, says, mitzidoi. The Shari Tshuva here, however, says that even if we'll say that the definition of Keneged HaPesach on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis means next to the door, certainly in Al Gemara on Daf Samach Amud Beis, it means, and also on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis actually, he'll hold that it means facing the door. We have this Targum Yonason that says Eitzel HaPesach. So he says, Loshen Chachamim and Loshen Mikra are not the same. And in the Loshen of Chazal, whenever it says Keneged HaPesach, it means facing. Besides the fact, he says that that's what makes sense, because we want you to see it when you enter the home. And you're going to see it when you enter the home when it's facing you. The Mishnah Berurah paskens like the Shara Tshuva that the Zeich L'Churban should be made facing when you walk into the house facing you. But he does quote the Shari Tshuva that says that there are those that leave the Amal Amo on top of the door. The Chassam Sofer left the Amal Amo next to the door. I also saw that the Paiskim discuss that let's say the place that you want to make the Zeichel Churban, the place where the Zeichel Churban should be made, is not an Amal Amov, then the halacha is that you could make it, you don't have to make it all in one place. But that's a very big chiddush, because Pashtus, the Gemara says, Amal Amo, one Amal Amo. What about if you make a Zeichel Churban and you cover it? So the Paiskim say that of course it's inappropriate that the Zeichel Churban should be covered by furniture or by curtains. However, the Paiskim say that if what's covering them is not something that's permanent, it's like a curtain or a piece of furniture that's easily moved, then it's acceptable. If it's impossible to find a wall, so I saw a poskim that suggests that you should make it on the ceiling.